The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Great. So a warm welcome to all of you, wherever in the world you are. And we've been practicing, we've been going through since the beginning of the year, we've been going through the categories of metta one by one, the concentric circles. And now we've moved to compassion. We've been going through the categories of practicing compassion for our friend, for ourselves, for the neutral person, which we hung out with for three sessions. And now we've come to a really important practice, which might seem challenging, but it's actually really heart opening. And we'll approach it very, very gently. It's the practice of contemplating compassion, care for someone whom we have a challenge with, seeing their humanity. Because we're all human beings, we all have challenges. So by seeing the humanity, by opening our hearts, as much as possible, we're not going to force it to open to compassion and care. But ever so gently, as much as it's available, seeing the common humanity of someone who's a little challenging. Of course, we are not going to choose the most challenging person in our lives that will just topple us over. But someone we have a little bit of challenge with as a start. And surprisingly, we'll find that we will experience more peace, more ease, more joy, more connection ourselves. So we don't do it as a service to them, but we're doing it for our own heart. We're doing it for the opening of our own heart, so that when we are interacting with them or thinking of them, there is not a sense of fear or contraction or more pain. Either thinking about this person or interacting with them, there can be a sense of more peace, more ease, and even if it's appropriate, some forgiveness. Again, not to condone the harm that has been done. This practice of compassion is not about condoning any harm. It's about seeing their common humanity, that they too are human being, just like us. Yes, we've been hurt. They've done things that have been unskillful. We can separate the intention, the actions, the impact from the humanity of the person, and thereby offering ourselves more safety and the way to actually work with if reparations need to be made, to have more sense of empowerment through practicing compassion to actually enable that. So it seems like a complex practice, but it's not as complex as perhaps conceptualized. As we feel into it, it will open up into the ways that we don't expect. So as I guide us into this practice tonight, a couple of things to keep in mind. One is, don't push it. And at any point, if it becomes challenging for you, their sense of lack of safety, anger, upset comes up, then turn the compassion to yourself, because you're the one who's hurting in that moment. So turn the compassion to yourself. And see anything else I want to add. I think that's it. Let's explore. Anything you need to know will be shared with you. And enjoy. Enjoy. Take delight in this capacity of our heart to see the humanity of all human beings, even those we happen to be locked into some kind of something with right now. So So with that, I'd like to invite you to get into your meditation posture. You need to lie down, shift, move. This is the perfect time to do that. Landing, arriving in your body, arriving in this moment. Letting go of all the words. And just landing with the breath. The sensations of the body, the feet on the floor, your bottom on the cushion, the raw sensations, grounding, settling, soothing, connecting. Just connecting with the breath. And as thoughts arise, as they will, gently telling them, thank you, not now. I'm giving myself to this practice right now. Come back later, please. Putting them aside, gently. But confidently. Reconnecting with the breath and the body. just this in-breath, just this out-breath. Intimately connecting with the sensations of the breath. Let your body relax, soften, let go, arrive. Just settling and arriving. Tilling the soil. Of awareness. Now I'd like to invite you. If you would bring to mind someone whom you have a small entanglement with. I'm not choosing the most entangled relationship. Someone who maybe you have a sense they've been doing their best as you have, but there's some kind of entanglement. There's not an ease of flow, but something that needs to be put down for the ease and freedom of your own heart, not for their sake. And bringing this person to mind as clearly as possible. And realizing perhaps at some point, maybe you weren't entangled with this person. Maybe you were friends. Maybe in the future you won't be entangled. It's just that right now there's some entanglement. And the beautiful practice that opens our heart and offers us ease to let ourselves invite ourselves to think about something good about this person. Maybe something good they've done for us in the past. Even if your mind doesn't want to go there. No, I don't want to think of their good qualities. It's okay, mind. It's okay. Let's just try it for a second. We can go back after this meditation and not think about their good qualities at all. But right now, let's just give it a try. Let it be an experiment. For just these few minutes, thinking about some good quality or something they've done for you that you appreciate at some point. Or maybe there's a value about them that you respect. Maybe you know that they're a good parent or a good friend to someone. Or a good sibling or a good child. Maybe they're caring. Maybe they work hard. They're a hard worker. Maybe they show up on time. Something about them, some value that you appreciate, you admire. Something good about them. Or again, something good they've done for you in the past. This way our minds, our hearts can have a more well-rounded feeling. Our perspective can shift to be more balanced. Again, not condoning the harm, but having just a more balanced view that this person is not one-dimensional. There is complexity to them. They are a mixed bag, just as we are, just as everyone is. and seeing their goodness too. Spending some time being creative in the ways you need to. Thinking about the aspects of this person's life, where there is goodness, where there are wholesome actions. Where there are beauty in their values. And seeing, allowing that to open you up to their humanity. Again, not condoning the harm that has been done, but that they too are human being, complex. With intentions for goodness and ignorance that causes harm. But letting yourself open up to the goodness to have a more balanced view. Feel free to be creative. And appreciating that just like you, this person has a complex inner life with challenges, sorrows, suffering. Just like you, they want to be happy. They don't wake up in the morning wanting to cause harm in the world. Doing the best they can, just as you are. Of course, they have ignorance, they don't see clearly. But perhaps you can see that you have hurt other people too. We have all been harmed and have harmed others, knowingly or unknowingly. So seeing that this person is not so different from you. Maybe there are things that you both love, appreciate, are dedicated to. And seeing this place of common humanity, wishing them well from whatever sorrow, challenge they're having. Might be physical pain, illness, sickness, emotional, psychological, relationship, financial, part of the human condition. They hurt just like you do. And there is goodness in them. And again, you don't have to be best friends. They don't have to be a part of your life at all. But releasing your own heart from enmity, from ill will, by wishing them well. Fellow human being, may you be well and free from pain and sorrow, just as I don't want to suffer. I know you don't want to suffer. Just as I want to be free from suffering and pain. I wish you the same. May both of us entangled in this way, due to causes and conditions, perhaps many of them beyond control, above and beyond our control. We're entangled in this way, if we've become entangled. I wish you ease. I wish you well. In many ways, our entanglement isn't personal. It's born of causes and conditions. May you be free. May you be free from pain and sorrow. May you have ease and peace, just as I want to have peace and ease. I wish you the same. And release my heart from ill will. Saying what works best for you, repeating the phrases of compassion, connecting with the common humanity suffering you both experience, extending grace, goodwill to them. As much as it's available right now. As little as it's available right now. you be free from sorrow and pain. May you have ease. May you have peace. Just as I want to have peace, may you have peace. Last couple minutes of this practice period, may both of us entangle in this way. May both of us be free from challenges, sorrow, pain, disappointment, whatever is difficult for us, loneliness. May we both be happy and have ease. May we both be free from the pain and challenge of our entanglement. May all the beings, all the people in this Zoom room on YouTube practicing together, listening later on Audio Dharma, may all of us and all the people we're entangled with, all the pairs, may we all be free from sorrow, challenge, pain, difficulty. May we all have peace and ease. Offering the gift of goodness freely to all these beings, including yourself. Thanks for your practice, everyone. So this can sometimes appear as a challenging practice, and yet it can be so heart-opening, offering us so much ease and freedom, safety in our own heart when the entanglement is a little softened. So would love to hear some reflections from you. How was this for you? Questions, comments, complaints? And if you haven't shared in a while, you can raise your hand. Or if you can type in chat, I'll change the settings. You can chat publicly or just to me. If you just send me chat, I won't say your name. I'll read your reflection, or you can raise your hand by going to reactions at the bottom, or open the participants button. So what came up? What arose? How did you find this? Insights, challenges, all welcome. As I'm waiting for your reflections to come, I'll say that I think this practice of, it's actually in the Visuddhimagga path of purification teachings that, think about something positive about the person you're having a challenge with. It's at first you're thinking, no, nothing positive. I don't want to think about something pleasant or positive about them. But then when you work with it, it becomes actually, the heart really softens. It's magical. It's almost magical. Kim says, there was more ease after I imagined apologizing to them. Ah, thanks for sharing that, Kim. Yeah. Interesting. Would you like to say more? Or you're welcome to if you wish. You don't have to. You can unmute yourself if you like or pass. It's all good.
I'm not sure what more I can say. I realized that, the entanglement, there was a different cause from my side and her side. So I guess when I saw, I was very judgmental of her. So when I imagined myself apologizing to her, that loosened the tangles.
Nice. Thank you for sharing that. That is quite an insight, that there was something about that the entanglement was being kept in place by this judgment. And then when there was the softening of, I'm sorry, then everything kind of softened. So that's the transition. So when I asked you if you would like to say more, that's exactly, it's like the observation of, step by step, this is how the sausage is made. This is how entanglement is made. Brilliant. Yeah, thanks for sharing that insight, Kim. And one reflection coming through the chat. I was getting ready to say, I forgive you at the end of the practice and didn't expect the wish for both of us to be free of pain. Make sure I got that. I was getting ready to say, I forgive you at the end of the practice. Okay, so you're getting ready. And then, and didn't expect the wish for both of us to be free. Oh, so you didn't expect that to be an instruction at the end. That's how I'm interpreting the comment. If you want to say more, you're welcome to chat, to type it in chat, or you're also welcome to unmute yourself if you wish. Don't have to raise your hand, but thank you for that. I'm also getting this sense of, oh, yes, you're unmuted. Go ahead, please.
I think I was realizing that I was also building expectation and from the person and for the harm I was getting ready to, you know, forgive and let go. But just that wish of, you know, I don't want to be in pain and I want to be free and I don't want you to be in pain and free was enough. It was liberating. I didn't need to forgive him or for him to forgive me.
Whew. Thank you for sharing that. That's really powerful. That's a very powerful insight. Just as you said that, I got chills, the sense of, oh, just that wish of both of us being free. That is a co-forgiveness. It's a forgiveness. It somehow isn't needed anymore. It just becomes a part of this wish for both of us to be. It's not directional. It's just for both of us. Beautiful. Thank you so much for sharing that. Powerful. One more reflection. In chat, I am just coming off of a metta retreat, so I'm riding the wave of metta. Lots of concentration, expansion, and care. It felt sweet overall to offer care to someone I have a very mild entanglement with. Beautiful. Yeah, great. Great to hear the wave of metta and riding that wave and overall the sweetness of offering this care. Yeah, this practice can be so beautiful, really so freeing. Any last comments before? One more. Don says, wishing this person well makes it easier for me to interact with them. Yay, lovely. When I talk with this person, I specifically keep in mind this practice. Oh, fantastic. That's great. I appreciate how there is the really thinking of how to take this to the world, into the real world, how to interact with them. And it is freeing. It is so freeing. Thank you for sharing that, Dawn. Such beautiful, wise reflections. I love this community and the wholehearted practice and the wisdom you share. So as a part of our community practice, we transition to practicing connecting with other people. This is an important part of happy hour, that we connect with others in the way of holding them, sharing with them, and then holding us with care. And as I create the breakout rooms, maybe spend 30 seconds without any words, just wishing each other well, with eyes open, just looking at each other, sharing metta, sharing care for these fellow human beings who are just like you. They have entanglements just like you. We're not so different. So there's humor in that, right? In the common humanity of all this. Oh, dear fellow human beings. And then as you wish, you can share as little or as much as you wish about your practice and be held in care by others and hold them with affection and care in your heart, and see how beautiful it can be to connect with people in this way. And I'll create the breakout rooms, and it's usually just for 6 minutes or so. So it's pretty quick, 6 plus 1 minute. So I'm going to create the breakout rooms, and I hope you don't jump off, and I hope you participate as this is really beautiful practice. Okay, so rooms are created. Opening them, here you go. The practicing groups, the first part of practice on your own, the reflections in groups. Would love to hear from you, especially if you're new to Happy Hour. Would love, love, love to hear from you, please. Or new wish to Happy Hour.
It was my first session. Thank you very much. It was lovely to meet the group, and I really enjoyed the 6 minutes of kind of small group sharing. It's nice to meet some people individually. Thank you.
Lovely, fantastic. Welcome to Happy Hour, Jim, and hope you come back and practice with us in the community. Lovely. Great.
Thanks, Nikki, for giving this opportunity. It was beautiful. I really liked the group interaction as well, because in these times we tend to get very isolated. So practicing with everyone online and then getting to know them individually, that it was really beautiful. Thank you so much for that.
Great. Thank you, Lena. Thanks for showing up and being here and supporting yourself and supporting others by showing up and sharing of yourself. It's a big gift we can give each other at this time of isolation. Yeah. Maybe one last reflection. Anyone else, please? Yes, Fred.
Oops. I'm sorry. There I am. Sorry. I'm newish, and I was just noticing how in any exercise like this, there's always, for me, a little threshold to be crossed to talk with people I don't know in an intimate way. And, it's always, there's always reluctance to cross it, and it's always worth doing. My experience again tonight.
Thank you for sharing that, Fred. And exactly as you put it, that there is a threshold of discomfort to cross, and the sense that, it was crossed, and a sense of delight and gratitude that comes of afterwards, that the threshold was crossed. The way you put it is exactly what actually studies put it. That studies have been done for this phenomena of practicing in groups in this way. And it tends to come up for a lot of people, that threshold. And after they do it, there's such a sense of gratitude and gladness for having crossed it. So thank you for verbalizing as beautifully as you did. So we have come to the end of this session's happy hour. Thank you so much for showing up, for practicing for your own sake, for the sake of all those whose lives you touch, and for the sake of those with whom you have some entanglement. May you all be safe, happy, healthy. May all beings everywhere be free. Thank you all, and I'm going to stop the recording.